this has been a controversy forever, and critics of the government and some friends of good government say that the government does not fire enough people, that the process is such that it's so difficult to do it, various delays and reviews and whatnot, and that managers are not backed up by their superiors. And as a result, there are many, many mediocre employees out there, people who should, you know, shape up or ship out. They have numbers to do it. And I think the Federal Times recently reported, and I have the exact numbers in today's column, that in a recent fiscal year, only in quotes, about 11,000 federal workers were fired. Now, we don't know whether that's out of the white collar workforce, you know, 1.9 million, or whether that includes postal workers. But in any case, a lot of people just look at the volume, the size of the government, and that, quote, only 11,000 something were fired that year, and they take that as a sign that the government's not doing enough. It's not cracking down on people. I guess the assumption is there's got to be more incompetence and slackers than that. On the other hand, people who know the government very well point out that it has a very, very long probation period, two years in some cases, and that that's where they weed out most of the bad apples, if you will. So, you know, and you can, as you well know, you can prove anything with numbers or disprove them. But it's something that's with us. OPM Director John Berry recently said that managers have to do a better job of managing people. And he and others, other past OPM directors, have said that the government does have the tools to get rid of bad apples, but that we need to take a look at it and streamline the process. And last year he outlined some possible reforms, and one of them would be a much quicker firing and review process that could also be used. Employees could bring it up to their bosses too, and actually employees could have their bosses fired if they were incompetent. That has not been put into legislative form yet, and it may not be. But there is that constant controversy, and every couple of years, some think tank or newspaper gets the numbers, discovers how a quote few federal workers are fired each year, and then that's the basis for we've got to do a better job.
Well, this sounds a lot like the pay debate. Everybody has an opinion. Is that kind of what we have here?
Yeah, I think it's a very similar thing. If you look at the federal government, I think many people still see it as an army of clerks with green eye shades, you know, and at one time the government did have a huge clerical workforce. That's changed over the years. The grade level has gone up, the professionalism has gone up, the demands of the jobs, you know, from IT to very highly technical things and administrative and professional types has grown. So the average government worker makes more than the average American. And that, to me, should not be a surprise when you look at what the government does vis-a-vis the entire American workforce. You know, I always say Uncle Sam doesn't do retail. The government doesn't have Walmart greeters, and the government doesn't have burger flippers and the kinds of jobs that exist in the private sector. So that's the counter argument to that. The other argument that's been advanced by some think tanks and newspapers is that even when you realize that the government is highly professional, you know, there's no NASA equivalent in the private sector. There are many things the government does that are unique to the government, but they'll point out these things. The other thing, the argument is that government workers doing the same jobs as people in the private sector still make more money. And they bring out numbers to show that. And recently there was a newspaper story which said that something like the 11,000 number sticks in my head, 11,000, 18,000, but a large number of federal workers make more than the governors of the state where they live and work. And again, you can say, well, some states don't pay their governors very well. And I believe when Bill Clinton was elected president, when he came to Washington, the average federal worker in the Washington metro area at that time made more than he did as governor of Arkansas. But again, you can almost say, so what? You know, so these numbers, the numbers game is going to be with us forever, and it will become a political issue, particularly when they're talking about downsizing the government, making it more efficient, more streamlined, more responsive, more transparent. And so this is going to be with us probably for a long, long time.
You had another column, Mike, called Still Breathing, Here's Your Raise. And one of the many comments was that whether or not the federal government does a good job at firing what they called Rhodes, retired on active duty people, really depends on where you fall in the food chain.
Which is an argument you could make in the private sector as well. You know, there are more troops fired than there are generals, you know, that kind of thing. That's an interesting argument. And in that case, the basis for that was the fact that even in a time of a pay freeze, which we're now going to go into the second year of a federal pay freeze, but there's still about a third of the workforce is getting a 3% raise every year. And that 3% is for time in service, time in grade. They call them within grade raises or WIGs in the government. And these are for given to people who have put in enough time in their grade, either 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, depending on their step in that grade. And they virtually automatically get a raise if they've maintained an acceptable level of competence or whatever the term of art is. And again, people say they can't all be that good. I think President Jimmy Carter referred to them as being their raises for a funny movie of the 1970s. But the idea was if you show up, breathe, and put in your time, you will get this within grade raise. So again, another argument that you can prove anything you want with statistics.
What is the right number here?
If you could come up with a magic number, if Albert Einstein could reappear and do an equation and say every year they should fire 3% of the workforce,
right,
or every year 9% should be denied a within grade raise, maybe people would believe it.